Digital tools don't fail because they're complicated. They fail because practices don't know which software they really need or how to use it correctly. Hello, I'm Dr. Baxman, and in this Lean Orthodontics episode, I want to clarify one of the most common and most misunderstood topics in modern orthodontics: essential software, digital workflows, and how in-house production really works in daily practice. Most practices start their digital journey the same way. They buy a scanner, then a printer, maybe later another printer. Suddenly, there's powerful hardware everywhere, but no clear workflow. That's where frustration begins. Software is the actual backbone of digital orthodontics. Without the right system and the right understanding, even the best devices remain underused.
One software platform has become especially important in recent years: Onyx. Many practices approach it with the same question: can this really cover everything? And the honest answer is yes, if you know what you're doing. Onyx is deceptively user-friendly at the beginning, but underneath that simplicity is an enormous depth of possibilities. Even after years of working with it, most users only tap into a fraction of its full potential. It's very similar to Excel. Almost everyone uses it, but only very few truly master it. What makes this software so powerful is its constant development. New modules are added regularly. Virtual aligner design, metal appliance planning, digital indirect bonding, splints, drilling guides. This is no longer future talk. This is already daily reality in many practices. The system doesn't stand still, and that's a major advantage. You're not investing into something that will be outdated in 2 years.
One of the biggest shifts we're seeing right now is the rise of in-house aligner production. The demand is massive. Many orthodontists already have experience with aligners from external providers and now want more control. In-house production offers exactly that. You keep all data on your own servers. You train your own team. You monitor quality directly. There's no waiting, no endless emails, and no back and forth with external technicians. Everything happens in your own practice. The workflow itself is structured and surprisingly efficient once it's established. A complete digital treatment is planned from start to finish. Segmentation, virtual basing, defining the target outcome, and then breaking everything down into precise steps. Once this process is learned, it becomes almost plug and play. Questions drop significantly, confidence increases, and the team becomes more independent. Another major advantage is flexibility. You decide which scanner you use, which printer fits your workflow, and which materials make sense for your practice. You're not locked into a closed ecosystem. Whether it's different films, printing materials, or thermoforming machines, the decisions stay in your hands. Many orthodontists ask whether in-house aligners are limited to simple cases. Technically, the software has no limits. Teeth and arches can be moved freely in all dimensions. But clinical experience remains critical. Simple aesthetic corrections are ideal for in-house workflows. More complex cases require clear decision-making and, often, a break-even calculation. In many practices, in-house production is most efficient up to a certain number of aligners. Beyond that, external providers may still make economic sense. Attachments play a crucial role here as well. Digital libraries, custom attachment design, and even importing external STL data give practices a level of control that simply doesn't exist with many large aligner systems. This is one of the key reasons why in-house solutions allow more precise three-dimensional movements. Beyond aligners, digital appliance production is evolving rapidly. Indirect bonding trays, splints, and appliance frameworks are already well established. Metal printing is still expensive and mostly outsourced, but the trajectory is clear. 10 years ago, no one imagined 3D printers would be standard equipment. Today, they're everywhere. The same may happen with metal printing sooner than we expect. Digital orthodontics isn't about buying everything at once. It's about understanding workflows, choosing the right software,
and building competence step by step. When software, hardware, and team training align, digitalization stops being overwhelming and starts becoming a real competitive advantage. If this episode helped you better understand what software you actually need and how to think strategically about digital workflows, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with colleagues. I'm Dr. Baxman, and I look forward to welcoming you back in the next Lean Orthodontics episode.